to love my right wing point of view. But right wingers need love too. One more time, here we go. Right wingers need love too. We all need love, indeed we do. Now you don't have to love my right wing point of view. But right wingers need love. Right wingers need love. Right wingers need love too.
Nana, boo boo, Richard Luger, eat a booger.
Howdy, neighbors. It's a beautiful spring day here in the holler, this day of our Lord, May the 15th of 2012. Lonesome Al Barger here, at the conclusion of a week of, savoring the defeat of our soon-to-be former Hoosier U.S. Senator of 36 years in a Republican primary election. It's truly a beautiful day in the neighborhood. But the birds seem to be singing a little extra purdy today, with one seemingly firmly rooted in fur life political hack having been handed his walking papers. There's really so little opportunity for an angry white male right-wing extremist like me to be happy. So I am going to take full advantage, if you don't mind. I'm just going to take a moment here to gloat a bit. Do please join me, won't you? I mean, the old man got his clock cleaned. State Treasurer Richard Murdoch took over 60% of the vote, being an incumbent of over a third of a century by nearly 2-1. I mean, we whooped his hiney. I've been wanting to nail Luger's internationalist hide to the barn door for decades. Oh, but that could never happen. To dream the impossible dream. I mean, Richard Luger's been a U.S. Senator longer than I've been voting. It's pretty rare that anyone I vote for actually wins. And we took this big guy out. This is only the second time in U.S. history that a six-term U.S. Senator has been taken out in the primary election. I can't think of a comparable voting thrill in my life. Mother lover, wee! People who oppose term limits routinely argue that in a democracy we do have term limits. They're 6 years at a time for U.S. senators, and we can limit their terms at the ballot box any old time. Except that the powers of office for a long-term incumbent usually allow them to buy their re-elections with favors and dispensations from the public treasury in perpetuity. Robert Byrd, Ted Kennedy, Strom Thurmond, they had to carry those mother lovers out in a box. Heck, last re-election in 2006, Indiana Democrats didn't even bother to field a token candidate against Luger. But may God and Ayn Rand and Og the Leprechaun bless our Indiana Republicans. Good grassroots Republicans, i.e. the Tea Partiers, beat the war drums and drummed up a credible candidate. Richard Murdoch is now an experienced and credible politician, previously elected to statewide office, but also a movement conservative and not a lifelong political careerist. And for bonus points, Dick Luger's head is probably the biggest trophy on the wall so far, nationally even, for the Tea Party movement. As I sense that the kill shot, really came from the National Rifle Association, which chipped in good money late to advertise Richard Luger's richly deserved F rating with their organization. Here's a hint to Hoosier politicians. Earning an F rating with the NRA is not a good idea for anybody wanting to be elected to office in Indiana. Hey, y'all know how us bitter right-wingers out here cling to our guns and religion. Just ask President Obama, or his favorite Republican, Dick Luger. Plus, you don't want to get in the crosshairs and take a chance of some NRA nut job like Ted Nugent or Mitt Romney, mistaken you for a varmint. But, as much of an extremist as I am, I do strive, however unsuccessfully, to be a fair-minded extremist. Thus, in due fairness to our prestigious representative, I have to say that Richard Lugar is not the worst person in Congress. This brings us to a slight philosophical digression into the Greek philosopher Plato and his theory of perfect forms, the perfection or eidae of a thing that you can generally only find in the perfection of our mental contemplations. Plato seemed to put pretty high stock in the perfections possible inside his special big brain. I'm just saying that epistemological humility was not one of the guy's strong suits. Anyway, I think I begged me one of them there 8-8 things, and I'm right proud of my hunting skills here. I think that saying that Richard Lugar is not the worst person in Congress may be subject to philosophical contemplation, refutation by Jeremy Hillary Boob, Ph.D., and articles to be published in peer-reviewed journals. This could be considered the ultimate or the A-day of being damned by faint praise. I challenge you to come up with any fainter praise than being not the worst person in Congress. Yes, indeed, I is a philosopher. In 36 years, Lugar did maybe one halfway significant thing good, working with Sam Nunn as the Cold War was petering out, temporarily at least, to provide help to Russia to control their scattered nuclear weapons. Okay, I probably have to give him one point of credit for that. And yeah, Lugar voted against Obamacare and that ridiculous inaugural stimulus bill in 2009. But he's voted for every other kind of crap for these long decades. Without going into a major rehash of his specific sins, he pretty much spent the last several decades fiddling while Rome burns. He's done precious little to resist the doubling and retripling of federal spending and deficits. He still supports earmarks and ethanol, and voted again and again for more money for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He also specifically supported the second biggest monster entitlement program new to his service term, W's Medicare D prescription drug benefit, to be piled on top of all the rest of the entitlements that we already can't begin to pay for. Screw him and every Republican colleague who voted for that. With Republicans like that, who needs Democrats? Also, by way of resume credit, Richard Lugar was a Rhodes Scholar. I'm to understand that he supposedly had the highest GPA in the history of the freaking program. Hey, he's even smarter than Rhodes Scholar Bill Clinton. But of course, that just makes Lugar's sins worse. In a certain sense, both Lugar and Clinton are obviously highly intellectually gifted. There's some major league candle power between them. But from him to whom much is given, much is to be expected. That's especially true when I'm the schmuck expected to live with the consequences of their actions done in my name. Dick Lugar is probably, by measurable metrics, actually a certifiable genius. The thing is, genius is as genius does. So, hey, Dick Lugar, if you're the smartest guy in town, how come you couldn't read the handwriting on the fiscal wall and try to do something about it? Now, most members of Congress in his time, even Republicans, were pretty much going along with most of this scurrilous nonsense. That's how it got passed. But of course, that's not an argument for excusing Lugar, though. It's an argument for throwing out a bunch of bums and trying to get at least a somewhat better class of bums. I focus on Lugar's crappy voting record as the most significant legitimate point by which to judge his performance. But really, the emotional lift I feel is not about any particular policy, but about the rare giddy lift of witnessing honest to God democratic accountability in action. Despite all the great advantages of office, and prestige, and seniority, the voters can and might look up one beautiful spring day and decide that you're worthless. Hey, Dick, come to think of it, we haven't seen much of you back here in Indiana these last few decades. What exactly have you been doing for us all these years? This rebuke is so much the sweeter, in that Lugar so much didn't see it coming at all till the last few days, for he was cocooned in Washington, soaking for so many years in his privilege and unearned sense of his own superiority. The cherry on the top of this delicious Schadenfreude Sunday is that Richard Lugar has now made a point of publicly stating that he will not actively campaign for Richard Murdoch this fall. Way to go out classy there, Dick. Just further evidence of what a great public-spirited statesman we're losing here. It's a dang shame. Farcical hope springs eternal, I know. But this humiliating rebuke to one of the most seemingly untouchable high elected officials in the land makes me, grudgingly, score 1 point in the plus column for democracy, a concept with which I'm not generally especially in love. Well, you can pretty much bet that this is about the most uplifting and positive thing you'll ever hear me say about democracy. So thank you for celebrating Dick Lugar Eats a Booger Day with me. Also thanks to Dr. BLT for the theme song. You can find more Owlcast and more of my general foolishness on the World Wide Interweb at www.morethings.com. MoreThings.com. So then, let's finish this rambling with some Bible talk to make it deep and meaningful. Plus, sending Dick Lugar to the glue factory positively makes me feel like singing. So then, let's close with the words of the prophet Daniel, as channeled by the prophet Johnny Cash. Richard Lugar, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. You have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your houses were built upon the sand.
And so castles made of sand slips into the sea eventually.
And amen.